Now, there's a story on the front of the Irish Examiner today which makes for interesting reading. The headline says, children being deprived of proper clothes. And it goes on to say that many parents are now so cash-strapped because of the cost of living crisis that they're spending their child benefit money on food and other essentials and can no longer afford new clothes for their children. The result of this, according to a spokeswoman for the children's charity Barnardo's, is that they're seeing more children wearing hand-me-down clothes and shoes. Now, before we go any further, it goes without saying that your heart goes out to any parent who can't afford to buy what they want to buy for their children, because we all want to be able to give our children the best of everything. But what we're asking today is, however, are we too fixated on the idea that all clothing must be new? Because after all, generations of Irish people were raised on hand-me-downs and they got by with the coats, dresses and jumpers that their older siblings wore. To discuss this in more detail, I'm joined on the line by Tralee businesswoman, author, mother and grandmother, Breda Hurley. Breda, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much, Deirdre.
What are your thoughts on hand-me-down clothes?
Well, Deirdre, I'll tell you, when I was young myself, right, the first item of new clothing I got was what I can remember was for my confirmation, and that was a material that was bought that a Mrs. Brick, actually Margaret Cassan's mother, made for me for my confirmation. But being younger, you know, I remember my mother had a sewing machine, and I can tell you, Deirdre, she used to make little bits and pieces out of material for us to make little skirts, a gym slip, and she used to knit our socks. And I never remember hardly anything coming into the house new, and I mean that sincerely. And another thing was, people were very generous at the time as well, going back all those years ago. They would, you know, if there was a neighbour and they got a parcel from somewhere, and if the clothes didn't fit the children, they would be brought into our house, you know, would they fit anybody in the house? I remember that clearly. And there was nothing wrong with it, Deirdre.
And do you think, though, there was a kind of a stigma attached to it? Because I know, I've just from hearing people anecdotally saying, you know, when I grew up, I always had my older sister's communion dress or my brother's school jumper or whatever, and I hated it because I wanted it to be new. So was there a certain amount of stigma attached to it, do you think?
Well, not when I was young, Deirdre, but definitely not. That's 100%, because I got a loan of my Holy Communion dress from a businesswoman that my mum worked for, and I thought it was the bee's knees, and it was fantastic, and I loved it. But I do know that when my own children were young, we always made sure that, you know, that we would buy the new rig out for the communion and the confirmation, and that would have been very important. But apart from that, I had three boys first, and everything was handed down. There was no such thing, Deirdre, as going out and buying a rig out just for the sake of buying it, because, you know, with small kids, you don't have that much money. So I would have handed down a lot. And another thing, I remember when my kids were small as well, there was a lovely aunt, belonged to my husband, she lived in England, and the amount of clothes she would send us home from England. She worked in houses in England, I suppose, really, and she would send them back to us, and they were absolutely immaculate and they were beautiful, and to see that parcel coming in the door was absolutely delightful. We'd be all making a run to know what would fit who and what could I take, and I had no problem with that. But I do understand that in that era, not mine now, how the children would feel if they were given hand-me-downs, and if they had to wear something else belonged to somebody else, or the sibling before them, if there was a tear or anything in it. I can well imagine, and I had to do it a few times when the kids were small. But as the time went by, I even see today now, Deirdre, with the young children, and they buy everything new for the children. And that's okay if you can afford it, but I can guarantee you, Deirdre, one thing, with what's happening today, we will be going back to the 50s, the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah, you mean with the way the price of everything is gone?
Absolutely unreal. I mean, I know for a fact, even talking to people on the ground today, they can barely afford food. They're going to the food banks. Can you imagine if they can't afford food for the children, how can they afford to buy clothes?
Well, I suppose that's probably another debate, but just to zone in on the whole idea of hand-me-downs and new clothes versus old clothes, do you think maybe, mm-hmm. Breida, have we set impossibly high standards for our children? Because a lot of today's kids have grown up getting everything new all the time. They don't know what it is to get a hand-me-down.
Well, that's quite true, Deirdre. They know no different because, every time they got something, it was always something new. And Deirdre, they know no different. You know, they're used to getting these new clothes. Both parents both working and, you know, they could afford them. But even in the last 6 or 8 months, Deirdre, I'm sure, you know, if people do have to pull in their strings, And they can't afford. I can imagine what way would those children feel. But I'm sure, you know, that people will come around that as well by if they can't afford them. But I can see it kind of slowly coming back. People will get more, I suppose, as well, Deirdre, people will be inclined to say, what's priority? And there's nothing wrong with hand-me-downs. And I mean that sincerely. When I say hand-me-downs, or a lot of people go to second-hand shops and charity shops and everything, and maybe they don't even come home and tell their children where they were after to get them. You know, my kids are rare now, but I can imagine it has to be done in some cases.
Yeah. And of course, you mentioned there already, Breida, about your socks were knitted for you when you were a child. We see, this is the other thing. We're not inclined to put stitches on anything or mend things or sew buttons in. You know, if something becomes tatty or there's a hole in it, we just throw it away and buy something new.
Oh, my God, that's true, Deirdre. I mean, if there's a hole in the sock here, it is dumped, you know. But long ago, Deirdre, there was no such thing as dumping the sock. That would be darned, as they call it. And then they'd make little cardigans and, you know, like that again. Like, as I said, my mum had a sewing machine and she was very handy at doing little things and making little skirts and whatever. And definitely the knitting was done. So all that went out the window.
I know, and some might say it's a shame. Well, you never know, those days could be back. And the other thing as well is that I suppose part of it too is that we do tend to spoil our children nowadays, and we don't like to say no to them. So there's an element of that going on as well, I think.
Well, do you know something? I suppose that's one of the biggest issues at the moment. Can you imagine having to tell your child, you know, you can't have it? And how that child feels, and because they're been so used to getting what they wanted, and it really upsets me. Can you imagine just saying, look, I can't afford to get that? And when they go into school or they meet their friends, they all have, you know, new stuff and everything like that, and if you can't buy it, you can't buy it, you know. And it's not alone that, Deirdre, but it's all designer stuff they want now.
This is it, and stuff with labels on it and all of that.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. We could be heading back to those days, the way things are going, if you believe all the doom and gloom prophets out there. Listen, Breida, it's always great to have you on the programme. We let you go, but thank you so much for taking our call this afternoon.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Deirdre.
Take care. Bye-bye.